As the mighty beloved Cyclopea speaks his heart to us again today, we ask our mighty I Am presence to pour forth through us such love to him, such gratitude and such obedience as shall enable him at all times to release his greatest power through those under this radiation to compel his invincible victory over all in this world, come into all outer action and govern things forever. Beloved ones of my heart, as we enter today into the use of a greater power, while the magnificent love of the universe and its almighty victory of life, I ask you to feel with me the importance of calling forth the victorious power from within your mighty I Am presence around the outer self. For this reason, you are not in physical embodiment just to either fulfill your own desires or even just to accomplish the ascension. You are in physical embodiment to draw forth the powers of your mighty I Am presence into outer dynamic action and gain a momentum that makes you a great creative sun of the love from the great central sun to move perfect manifestation into this world and into the ascended master's octave when you come there. And then to go on your cosmic activities, where at all times you, as a sun presence of the great love from the great central sun, allow your mighty I Am presence to have its full dominion through you and release all of its inner powers of life in outer dynamic action and manifestation to bring expanding happiness and love supreme everywhere in the universe, wherever you abide. Now, your beloved mighty Saint Germain told you that energy becomes power through use. And all of the inner powers of your own beloved mighty I Am presence must someday, sometime, somewhere be drawn into outer action, dynamic action, if they are to produce manifestation for you that will bring you happiness and make you manifest perfection anywhere you choose to go in the universe and make you a blessing to all life wherever you abide. You see, through the centuries, mankind has been so tied to the body that they have forgotten the presence and the power of its love to keep them happy in outer activities in this physical world. And so now, as the purification of the nation and the earth takes place by cosmic action, each of you should gather a momentum around the outer self by your use of the powers of your presence and gather a momentum of power in physical conditions that will enable you to stand against destructive suggestions and discordant conditions that otherwise will rob you of your happiness. Now, if you want to be happy and want to maintain the conditions that make for happiness, you are going to have to use the power and the powers of your presence, your beloved mighty I Am presence, in the physical conditions of this world, in physical action, in dynamic service, in almighty control of the affairs of your world and of the world around you. After all, my dear ones, when this beloved I Am presence gives you the life of itself and pours constantly to you the love of its heart, do you not think it expects something from you in return to hold the great balance of life, that you may move, clothed in the happiness of perfection and blessed with the power to give it to the universe around you? Your duty in your journey through this world is to be a sun presence of the power of your own beloved I Am presence, heart's flame of love. And that has nothing but to do with what you call human attachment. The cosmic love of which I speak is your love and your devotion to your source of life, your beloved I Am presence, that can give you everything in the universe to use in this world if need be. I want you free, and you cannot be free except by the heart flame of your own I Am presence, miracle love of life. I'm the heart flame of life from the hearts of the ascended masters and cosmic beings. There is only one thing in all eternity that can make and keep you free and happy. And that is the power of your own life from your own mighty I Am presence and from our octave, which is one with the perfection of your life. Therefore, if the world around you needs more perfection, then it must come from the heart flame of your presence into you and around you, so as to allow the greater life and light and love from the central sun to be concentrated into physical conditions, to transmute them into perfection. And happiness, after all, if it be permanent, comes only from the perfection of the great love flame from the great central sun, of which your mighty I Am presence is an extension, and of which you are an extension from its heart flame. Now let me stress again to you, beloved ones, the necessity of holding the picture in the mind of the ascended master perfection, which ought to be in this world. Now, you may go on enslaved and controlled by the desires of the outer self or the suggestions of the outer world, of its limitations and distress. Or you may arise into the heart flame of your blessed I Am presence and demand the eternal mastery of its victory in you, pouring into outer physical condition whatever power compels their transmutation and raising into the perfection that is eternal happiness and the gift of love alone. Now, when you say you don't have time to make the application necessary to give you the perfection you want in your physical condition, then how are we to help? Your presence through the ages has offered you its love without limit, its perfection, its mastery, its protection, its illumination. And you didn't have time to let it come through, because everything in the world about you made you think it was more important than your presence. Now, when you place your presence first and you say to outer physical conditions, when you think you don't have time, stand aside till I take time. And you've got to take your mastery by force. And that's what has been meant down through the ages. If you want the perfection of the presence in outer physical condition, so long as you think the outer conditions have more power than your presence awaits its opportunity until you change your mind. And of course, everybody changes their minds all the time, as far as that goes. And so you can just as well change it this hour and give it all back to your presence as you can accepting the limitations of the outer world. I'm going to hammer something at you. Well, that sounds peculiar, doesn't it? But if you knew the resistance in the mental and feeling world of the mass of mankind to the perfection, the purity, and the love which you really want, you would know that it takes something in the way of dynamic force to break through and compel to stand aside the continual hypnotic suggestion in the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people that they can't produce God's perfection. Now, I'm going to hammer this. One day you will thank me for being the reminder that cracks through the mass race suggestion in your feeling world that you can't throw off your limitations. It's all in the feeling, precious ones, or at least 90% of it is in your feelings. And we have to come again and again, and through radiation, cut through the vibratory action in the atmosphere about you of the discord continually thrown off by the thoughts and feelings and chaos of the mass of life on this earth. And so if I hammer at your door, it is that I may one day get in. Thank you, precious one. Now, it is not, beloved ones, that you do not know some of these things that we have told you again and again. It is not that we have not reminded you. It is that we have to keep you reminded. And if we don't keep you reminded, the outer world keeps you reminded of its limitation. I'll guarantee you that. Every devilish force on this earth of human consciousness keeps you reminded incessantly of discordant pictures, discordant conditions, limitations, fighting, and chaos and destruction all the time in the outer world about you. And in order to repel that, it takes far more force than you understand to cut through that vibratory action, stand it aside, until we can anchor within you more of our power, which is our love, which is light, to perfect you from within out, and release the pressure that allows your mighty I Am presence to bring its limitless blessings into your outer use. It is to set you free from the suggestions of the century that we come again and again and release dynamic force to set into action the light that consumes the darkness. And you will never know until your ascension what the positive force of the beloved Master Jesus meant to you, America and the world, last Thursday. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. The light and love of his cosmic power last Thursday passed through all the life on this earth. And that's what it means for a being of cosmic authority and power to come into the physical atmosphere of Earth at the call of some unascended being and fulfill the requirements of the law in the giving of their gift to the Earth that sets it free. And while, to some extent, the Orthodox world makes some call to him and accepts in some ways that no one can get free except through his presence. Yet they do not understand the action of the cosmic law and what happened when he gave his promise to life that when he attained his ascension, he would give service to life and love to life till he drew all life out of the human and into the ascended master's octave of eternal divine perfection. You see, many people, in some of the statements they make in the religious channels of the world, have a fragment of the truth, but they do not understand the law enough to show mankind the application necessary to set that truth into service for themselves and for the world. And so, we have to come again and again and again to remind those who know this law to make more effort to draw more power in and around your outer selves, the power of the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, that it may release around you our victory that protects you and allows you to go into action in physical affairs to change them for the better. Now I return you again to what I said in the beginning. Each of you should be a sun presence in your being and world, to give the light and the life and the love of the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence into outer physical condition. That is your duty to life. And if you fulfill your duty, you automatically gain the ascension, the eternal divine way, the ascended master's way, without passing through so-called death. When you fulfill the requirements of the law, and I'm speaking of the cosmic law of eternal love, by letting the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence expand this love and light and perfection into outer physical action, you automatically have the assistance of that cosmic law of our octave that draws our love in and around you to bring you into our octave when the higher mental body says, come, I am ready. Mankind can rebel all they want to, but their rebellion does not set them free. They may criticize and condemn this messenger and this work, but their criticism and condemnation will not set them free. Of this which I am offering you today, in your effort to make the outer self a sun presence of the heart flame of the love of your mighty I Am presence into this physical world, you will find the light from the heart of your mighty I Am presence, if allowed to come into you, in your outer affairs, will show you at all times the right thing to do to bring you perfection, to protect it, to supply you, until everything in your world is brought into divine order, made self-luminous, and this blessing continues to expand until wherever you go, your light and life and love set life free that has been bound in human quality. Sounds very easy, doesn't it? And isn't it easy to love someone you love? Now answer me that. Isn't it easy to go out and buy the things you love that you have seen and want? When someone provides you with your supply, isn't it easy to go get something you love and bring it into your world for use? Is that so difficult? Then it should not be difficult to free yourselves from that which is not love if you keep the picture of the unfed flame in your heart, expanding to enfold your mighty I Am presence, and you feel the oneness of your life and your love and your power from there. Believe me, beloved ones, the difficult thing and the difficult way of life is to live with the human. I'm sure it's difficult to live with your troubles and with those who create discord. It's difficult to live with discord, isn't it? Then shouldn't it be easy to live with love? To your presence and to the great Ascended Master's octave of life, that your love sent there may draw its perfection here. Now that should not be difficult. If you're very still and you're pouring love to your presence, you surely can't be unhappy, and it's not difficult. And it's not uncomfortable, is it? Try it. I shall offer you plenty of opportunity. Then when it's so easy to live with the love of your presence and love to our octave, that we may send back into your world thousands of times more love than that which you give us, I do not see why you do not take the easy way of life. But that's why I said, I shall knock until you let me in. I might knock away some human creation in the process. Thank you, precious ones. I have come today and given you this explanation that you may have added understanding of that which I offered in the Chicago class at Christmas time. When I asked you to hold the picture of the great sphere of iridescent flame within which was the great cosmic heartbeat of the power from the royal teton. And all the power that is there, my dear one, is the power of our love to set you free. And if you will use that every day and hold the picture of its expansion and charge forth the power of your own mighty I Am presence, heart victory to life, then you gain a momentum and becomes a reservoir through which the cosmic activities of our love can assist you in ways and means you know not of. Now, I'm going to say one more thing about pictures. Unless you will force the intellect to hold the picture in the mind of what you want, there is no focus in the physical world for the fulfillment of your call. The mind is plenty ready to conjure up destructive pictures, pictures produced by fear, and you hold those in your mind and don't realize it. And so if you will definitely take your attention in hand on the power of sight within the mind and force it to hold the picture that brings about the physical condition you want, there isn't one thing, great or small, that you cannot have in your world of experience until your ascension. You do not realize that every limitation that you have, every destructive, disturbing force in your world is held there by a picture in the mind. And that picture concentrates the energy in the feeling until it becomes the manifestation that disturbs you. Now, the outer self has got to be disciplined to hold the picture of the fulfillment of the call, the picture of what you want, instead of the picture of the discord that is the temporary condition from which you wish to be free. There isn't a thing of doubt or fear that has ever touched your feeling world that didn't have a picture in the mind. And so if you will root out those pictures, if you will uproot the feeling that holds that manifestation, well, then we can bring you the perfection. Perfection isn't so hard to produce. And love is not unhappy. And we love perfection. We love to give perfection. We love to produce perfection. We love to fill your world with perfection. For that's our happiness to life. That's our gift to life. No trouble for us to give you the happiness and the perfection of our love. But if you think for the fraction of a second that we allow the destructive pictures in this world to register in our life or energy or substance, we could never be free. You might think, well, how do the ascended masters, looking upon the world, change conditions? When there seems to be a shadow arising, that is discord in this world, we do not watch the shadow and see what's within it. We blaze the light ray, and it contains the perfection that will not allow the shadow to exist. The discord of your world is but a shadow to us. We dare not allow the pictures of the depravity, of the discord, of the frightful destruction of human creation to register in our world. If we did, we'd have eternal discord in the Ascended Master's octave. And I say to you, immortality is love. The love of the Central Sun. And I say to you, discord is not immortal. Therefore, you are all authority to command it to change and yield you the perfection which should long ago have been in its place. So if I continue to knock, I trust you will forgive me. Thank you. And when I knock, it will be just to let my love come in and set you free. For I will not discuss your troubles in detail. I will not criticize you for any mistakes. I will not know anything about your so-called enemies nor your prophet. I simply come to let my love come in and set you free with a power of happiness that will allow the expansion of everything good to bless you and raise you in your final victory as you come into our octave. And I trust you will come without the limitation of the centuries of so-called death. Some of you must stand with beloved Master Jesus if his words are to be fulfilled to the earth, and I assure you they are. If you will love him, he will love you free. If you love him, you will help to fulfill his decree to life. And those of you who love him, I assure you, are never out of my heart. Never. So if his love and my love may come into you and around you and your world, the happiness you seek, the perfection you desire, the freedom which you want, you will become. But the picture must be in your consciousness and in your world if the manifestation is to be produced that fulfills the divine plan. So in governing the power of the mind to produce a picture, I plead with you, do not let other people put pictures of destruction in your mind. If you do, they are the condition manifested for you. The picture is the thing itself. And it only becomes an outer condition as the momentum forces it into physical action. So, beloved ones, live in the heart of your presence. Picture the unfed flame of your own heart enfolding your presence. Picture the love of your presence shedding its radiance and sunshine of happiness to all around you, and just be the sunshine presence of your own mighty I Am as it blazes its perfection to outer conditions, and be no longer under the limitations or the control of the pictures of the human creation of mankind. This garden pictures destructive pictures, destructive colors, and destructive sound must be kept out of your world just as surely as destructive conditions. And if you will work in the realm of cause, we will produce the result of perfection. So, as you go forward, and when you think of me and the sphere of iridescent flame which I have offered you, try to realize that is our love and our power of every perfect thing you could ever want in this world. As you recognize it and use it and command it to expand to fulfill the great divine plan, then you become one with us. And the love which we are to the earth manifests your freedom and your protection and your supply as you desire without one discord ever touching you again. If you live in the oneness of your own heart's love to us, our love will come back to you, and your world will be our octave of perfection. So I shall knock and knock and knock until you let my love in, and when it comes, that which has been of the shadows, I assure you, will cease to be. May I forever set you free, and may that freedom be now with full power in your outer affairs, give you the protection and the supply that enable you to go forward and reveal what the victory of our life is to the earth. I clothe you in my heart's love of the victory that sets you free forever. Thank you. Beloved mighty Cyclopea, thank you for your love and your patience with us. May we live in the victory of your own heart's flame and be a son of its presence to the earth. We ask you never leave us till our ascension is complete. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such invincible love from mighty Cyclopea's own heart that wherever we abide, his victory holds command forever. Beloved Daddy, clothe us in the invincible victory of your own heart's love and make us obedient that only that victory may express everywhere. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And to you, beloved Cyclopea, for all eternity are we grateful. May your power of perfect sight, inner and outer, hold the picture within us and around us of just the perfection that your love gives to life. Wherever we abide, may we be a sun presence of your glorifying love that brings perfection without limit to all. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call us never before for your presence with us. Your visible, tangible, cosmic Christ presence. And the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to clothe us always in the victory of your heart's love to the earth till perfection is forever manifested everywhere. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into his distress, mighty Cyclopean, blazing power of eternal love, compel perfection to take the place of everything that is of human shadows, till all stand ascended and free. And we thank you. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Beloved, mighty, I am present. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, now that I am the great divine director. Masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Donna, Virginia. Our beloved staff. Beloved messengers. All the invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders, I am students of the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame and miracle love from the heart of mighty Cyclopean. And may its power without limit surge and expand a billion times more each instant of each day, though no human lives anywhere for any reason ever again all the rest of each day. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains. The outer use of those of this radiation expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, according to the great divine plan as the ascended master, forever attain and hold it without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the great central sun's miracle love of eternity, the honor flame of its great cosmic heart of the great, great silence, to enfold those under this radiation and give us our ascension as we have called, that all mankind may be compelled to face that truth and attain their freedom that way as the great divine law intends.